Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, though, housing is the biggest challenge of a generation. And with housing remaining top priority as part of the budget announcements, just what options are really out there to help prospective buyers? Well, in a report published today, it was revealed that 2,600 buyers have been approved for the first home scheme since its launch in July last year, with strong interest for the scheme aimed at helping people afford their own home. Well, for more on all of this, we're joined now by CEO of the First Home Scheme, Michael Broderick. And you're very welcome, Michael, to the programme this evening.
Good evening, Karen.
It sounds very good, 2,600 buyers approved for the first home scheme, but Minister Dara O'Brien had previously said that the target was for 2,000 homes to be delivered every year under the scheme.
Yeah, and I think we will get to that. I suppose, as with any new scheme, you know, it takes a bit of time to get the word out there and raise awareness around the scheme and make people aware of exactly what's available. And that's what we've really been doing in the first kind of 18 months of the scheme. And that's reflected, I think, in today's results, which is showing a considerable and progressive increase month on month in terms of the number of applications and then the number of approvals and indeed drawdown. So, look, it'll take a little bit of time to get there, but I'm absolutely confident that we will get to that level in due course.
Are you? Because you're very far off, and even taking into account what you say, and I understand new schemes, as you say, it takes a while to get the word out there, but you're 18 months into it now. You're meant to be delivering 2,000 homes every year, and you've delivered 700 homes in 18 months.
Yeah, well, I'd point out that we have 2,600 people approved or couples approved to purchase a home as we speak. So I suppose all we can do is approve people. In terms of when people will actually use that or draw down will be very much determined by at the stage they're at in the purchase process. So, you know, various people will be at various points. So some people will be, you know, when they apply for our scheme, they will be ready to go. They have a house in mind. They may even have a deposit paid and then they apply for our scheme and they close generally very quickly. But then others who are only starting the process may just register and submit their application. They may be still shopping around for that ideal home. And in fact, you know, they may put down a deposit on a property that's yet to be commenced construction. So it could take 12 months. So it really depends on what stage a person is at, how quick they will draw down. So, but the key point here is we have 2,600 people approved, Sarah, as we speak. So if those people are ready, well, as soon as those people are ready to draw down, we're in a position to provide them with funding.
You might just remind us briefly, Michael, for those people who aren't familiar with the scheme, how exactly it works.
Yeah, so the idea behind the scheme is that it plugs a funding gap that people have. We constantly hear about those people who are spending more in rent than they would be on a mortgage if they could get one. And I suppose that, and the reason that they can't get one is because they have a funding gap between their mortgage deposit and the cost of that new home. And that's where we come in. So if somebody has a deposit, which they need 10%, and they can use the Help to Buy scheme to assist with that. They have their mortgage approved with one of the main banks, which are part of our scheme, and that's AIB, Bank of Ireland, and PTSB, and Haven EBS is part of the AIB group. And they're still short, you know, anything up to 20% if they're using the Help to Buy, or if they're not, up to 30%. And we can plug that 20% gap with an equity slice from the first home scheme. And that's why we're now accommodating and providing people with funding that heretofore could not buy a property or could never, we'd even see themselves in a position where they were able to buy because there was always that gap. And we can plug that gap now with the equity and allow them to go ahead and buy their home.
You will know that this scheme has been criticised by opposition parties, notably Sinn Féin, who've said it's going to drive up the cost of houses or the price of houses. It's now in operation for 18 months. Has any work been done or any analysis been done to see what impact it has had on the market?
Yeah, so we have a concept called price ceilings in place to prevent exactly that and to ensure that, in as much as we can, the scheme does not distort the market. The evidence that people are relying on to say that it will, I suppose, stems from a scheme that was in the UK, where when they launched the scheme initially, there were not there were no price ceilings in place. They subsequently amended that scheme and put them in place, and we have them in place from day one. So we have a price ceiling for each local authority right across the country, and we will not fund properties beyond that level. Now, look, can I categorically guarantee that it's not having some impact on the market? We can't. But I suppose our challenge is to try and get a happy medium where there's no point in having a scheme if people can't avail of it. So it has to be sufficiently high that it allows people to purchase homes, but yet not so high that it actually distorts the market.
And how do you decide what the ceiling is?
Well, we review the ceilings twice annually, and we use the median first home new house price for that local authority. We also factor in other considerations, such as is it part of the commuter belt and so forth. So there is a scientific and detailed analysis undertaken twice a year in relation to the price ceilings. And if we find they need to be adjusted, they will be adjusted.
And have you adjusted them upwards?
We have adjusted them upwards to date, but certainly they can also be adjusted downwards. So we will react based on the market and where the market is at, and we will reflect that then in terms of any changes we make.
How many times have you adjusted them upwards?
We have adjusted, well, different. Each local authority is examined on a standalone basis. So last January, all of the local authorities, bar one, were adjusted upwards. Then the further review we undertook in June of this year, we adjusted one upwards, and we'll be undertaking another review again in December of this year.
So what would you say then to criticism that you're perhaps fueling the market and then chasing the market?
Well, I wouldn't agree with that because, you know, the first thing I'd say is, well, show me the evidence. And while house prices are going up, we know the reasons why they've been going up. They've been going up because, you know, the war in Ukraine, because of the cost of raw materials, labour shortages, etc. There is no proof that I've seen, certainly out there, to suggest that the reason that the house prices are going up is because of the first home scheme. And that is something that we intend to do a bit of work on ourselves in the context. But again, there's no point in doing that until we have sufficient numbers out there in the market. And we're probably getting to that point now. So we will look at that at ourselves. And it is something we're very conscious of, because clearly we do not want to be a driver of house price inflation. It is not in the customer's interest, and we're about the customer.
Well, the government is clearly very happy with how it's working. They've expanded the scheme now to include self-builds. Can you tell me how will that work?
Yeah, so if somebody is going out there and you know, in the regions, it's a very popular way of delivering or getting a new home. So if somebody is building their own home now, they can actually apply to us. And again, in a similar way, that if they have a shortfall between their deposit, the mortgage that they have available to them, and the cost of build, then we can plug that gap with equity. I should also say that if they already have a site, that can be taken into account as part of the 10% deposit requirement. So in effect, it's treating people irrespective of whether they're buying a new build in an estate or they're building their own home. It's treating everybody equally, and it's giving everybody the same opportunities.
We have a question here from a listener wondering if there's any flexibility regarding the eligibility criteria. For example, if you can't get a mortgage due to medical reasons, but you have savings outside gross income levels.
Yeah, I suppose one of the requirements there for our scheme is that you must actually get a mortgage. You must have a mortgage, because there's a few reasons for that. So firstly, we do not do any underwriting. So like our turnaround process is very quickly. We can approve somebody for this scheme for within 3 to 5 days. And the reason we can do that is that the banks do all of the underwriting. So the banks will check their credit rating. They'll check their salaries, etc. We don't check any of those things. So we rely on the bank underwriting to approve somebody. Also, I should point out that in addition to the state funding, the banks also provide funding for this scheme. So on that basis, we do need somebody to have a mortgage if they're coming to us seeking funding.
Around the time the eviction ban was lifted, government also included the first home scheme for people, or extended it to people who, if they had been evicted, would be able to avail of the scheme. The uptake on that has been very low, though.
Yeah, it has been low, Sarah. But again, you know, it is roughly where we expected it to be, because, to be brutally honest, first and foremost, there's a limited number of people, I suppose, who will be availing of that. But also, again, it's about getting the word out there and making sure that people are aware of the fact that this is available. And we're doing this through, I suppose, various agencies that are out there. So again, trying to spread the word, make people aware of it. And the numbers are increasing, certainly, again, week on week. So it is beginning to gain a bit of momentum now. And as I say, if there is somebody out there who's been evicted out of a property because their landlord is selling that property and they wish to purchase it, well, then we can provide them funding in that regard.
All right, we'll leave it there for the moment. And thank you for joining us on the programme this evening. That's Michael Broderick, who is CEO of the First Home Scheme.